Hello and welcome to Business English Pros. If you work in business, you probably know that financial reports are very important. They show how much money a company makes, spends, and owes. But if you're learning English, understanding these reports can be hard. This podcast will help you learn the words and phrases you need to know to talk about financial reports in English. That way, you can feel more confident when you need to talk about business with other people. Basic financial statements. Financial statements are documents that show important financial information about a business. This information helps people understand how well the business is doing. There are four kinds of financial statements. Number one, balance sheet. This shows what a company owns, assets, what they owe, liabilities, and how much money they have invested in the company, equity. Number two, income statement. This shows how much money a company made, how much they spent, and how much profit they earned. Number three, cash flow statement. This shows how much money moved in and out of the company, including how much money they got from customers and how much money they spent. Number four, statement of changes in equity. This shows how the amount of money invested in the company changed over time. Each of these statements gives important information to people who need to understand how well the business is doing. Essential vocabulary for balance sheet. When you look at a balance sheet, there are some important words to know. 1. Assets. These are things that a company owns and are worth money. 2. Current assets. These are things the company owns that can be turned into cash or used up within a year. Examples of current assets include money in the bank, money that people owe the company, or inventory that the company plans to sell. Number 3. Non-current assets. These are things that the company owns that will last for more than a year. Examples include buildings, equipment, or patents. Number 4. Liabilities. These are things that a company owes to other people or companies and are usually debts that need to be repaid. Number 5. Current liabilities. These are debts that the company must pay back within 1 year or less. Examples include bills that need to be paid or short-term loans. Number 6. Non-current liabilities. These are debts that the company doesn't need to pay back for more than a year. Examples include long-term loans or bonds. Number 7. Equity. This is the value of the company. It is the difference between the total value of the assets and the total value of the liabilities. Examples include money that investors put into the company, plus any earnings that haven't been paid out to shareholders yet. Essential vocabulary for income statement. The income statement shows how much money the company made and how much they spent. Here are some important words you might see on an income statement. 1. Revenues or sales. This is the money the company makes by selling goods or services. 2. Cost of goods sold. This is how much it costs the company to make or buy the things that they sell. 3. Gross profit. This is how much money the company has left after taking away the cost of goods sold from the revenues. 4. operating expenses. These are the other costs the company has to pay to run the business. Examples include salaries, rent, utilities, and advertising. 5. Operating income, or operating profit. This is how much money the company has left after taking away the operating expenses from the gross profit. 6. Non-operating income and expenses. These are things that the company earns or spends that are not related to the main business operations. Examples include interest earned on savings accounts or investments, or a one-time lawsuit settlement. 7. Taxes. This is how much money the company owes in taxes to the government. 8. Net income or profit, or net earnings. This is how much money the company has left after taking away taxes and non-operating expenses from the operating income. This is the amount of money that will be paid out to shareholders or reinvested into the business. Understanding financial reports is essential when working in business. However, for ESL learners, understanding the words and phrases related to such reports can be challenging. This podcast aims to provide the necessary vocabulary used in financial reports to make it easier for ESL learners to understand and use them effectively. In part one of this podcast, I've covered the basic financial statements with a brief explanation of each, the essential vocabulary for the balance sheet, and the vocabulary for the income statement. I hope that it has helped you better understand the terms in financial reports. Stay tuned for part two, where I'll deal with more advanced vocabulary used in financial reports. With a better understanding of these reports, ESL learners can feel more confident in discussing business and financial matters in English. Keep practicing and reading financial reports to reinforce the new vocabulary learned. Part two of the podcast will be equally important, so make sure not to miss it. Okay, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow us for more exciting episodes to help you improve your business English communication skills.